From the best-selling Heroes of History series, Emerald Books presents Ben Carson, A Chance at Life, by Janet and Jeff Benge. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles from this outstanding series that brings history to life, please visit emeraldbooks.com or call 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. A Chance at Life. The lights dimmed in the packed theater as singer and actress Vanessa Williams announced, "Welcome to the 1994 Essence Awards at the Paramount Theater in New York City. We are here tonight to honor the lives and achievements of African Americans who have made significant contributions in their respective fields." Ben Carson turned in his seat. He could see Bill Cosby behind him and Queen Latifah to his left, along with Quincy Jones and Denzel Washington. Everywhere he looked, famous actors and singers surrounded him. Ben almost had to pinch himself to believe the scene was real. One by one, the Essence Awards honorees were called onto the stage. First went civil rights leader Jesse Jackson, then movie director Spike Lee, followed by comedian Eddie Murphy, and then Dr. Benjamin S. Carson. Ben stood and walked forward to the stage. It was one of the most surreal moments of his life. He wondered how he belonged in the same category as those around him on the stage. It was hard for him to imagine that he, a pediatric neurosurgeon, was being publicly honored along with the most recognizable African-American men and women in the country. As he stood on stage, staring out at the crowd, Ben thought about the path his life had taken. Who could have guessed that he, a poor black boy from a single-parent home in Detroit, would end up a brain surgeon? Certainly not those who had considered him the class dummy back in elementary school. Here he was, not just a brain surgeon, but a brain surgeon being honored for the work he had undertaken, experimental surgeries that gave children a chance at life. Under the glare of the stage lights, Ben flashed back to his childhood. He realized that circumstances could have taken his life in many different directions, some of them disastrous. But under the firm guidance of his mother, he had managed to negotiate his way to a future that was now more enjoyable and more rewarding than anything he could think of. Ben's mother had given her son a chance at a different kind of life, for which Ben was thankful. Ben's mind went back to that day in Detroit when his mother had told him that his father would not be coming home anymore. That had been the beginning of big changes in Ben's life.